This is Bergast Happy So N His Nest This Fun.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction. Hanging questions take me closer to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
I'm just up with somewhere to go. I know I'd rather stay.
Mix it up, stir it in a cup, turn elixir. Quick fixer, open to the public, free sample. Supply sample, catching on quick. So you better act now, and I think you'll find it might just do the trick. Trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine. Crave a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting. Don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle. So open up your hands and let me hit you with some.
Good evening. It is Saturday the 10th of May. I am a day late, I do apologise. And it's exactly 10:30 in the evening. Apologies for not recording the show yesterday. Various things prevented me from doing so. I hope that didn't put anybody out at all. Thank you to me for introducing the show this evening. It was just a bit of fun. I thought that being that episode 10 is a bit of a landmark episode, being the first one into double figures, I thought I'd do the introduction myself. And all I did was set it backwards and then played it backwards, which was not easy, I have to say. Not easy at all. If you want to submit an introduction for future episodes, I need from episode 13 onwards now. I do have, I think I have one for episode episode 11, Mark is going to be doing, and episode 12, Amy is going to be doing, because she's very cute the way she says 12, so I'm going to kind of play on that. It's been a short week for me this week. I had Monday off, as most people did, that it was bank holiday, but I also took yesterday off as well. The original plan was that Caroline was going to be working, and because Caroline's parents had been looking after the kids quite a bit over the last few weeks, I agreed to take the day off and look after her myself, which I was really looking forward to. As it turned out, Caroline wasn't working anyway, so we had a really nice family day, which is really good. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned about Caroline's mum taking Amy to a playgroup and walking out because there was a child there that had chicken pox. Well, literally the morning after I recorded the last episode, which would have been last Saturday, Amy came down with the chicken pox, and it's not been very nice for her. We did go away last weekend, went to visit my mum down in Worcestershire, and oh, bless her cotton socks, she was really uncomfortable. She was scratching, she had spots coming up all over the place, bless her cotton socks. All we're doing now is waiting to see if Cara's going to get them as well. Cara herself, she's currently suffering from quite bad constipation, which is absolutely heartbreaking. Because you can see that she's in distress and discomfort, and she looks at you as if to say, "Help me!" But there's nothing you can do, and it is quite heartbreaking. But she's getting there. She's getting there. So hopefully, if it doesn't clear up by next week, then we'll get a doctor's appointment for her, try and get that sorted out. And also this weekend, we've given the lawns their first mowing of the year. A bit late on that. I should have done them probably about, well, at least a month ago. And the mower did struggle a little bit trying to get the grass cut down. It was probably about, I don't know, 8-9 inches tall. Good job we have a petrol mower. The electric mower that we had at our previous house, I actually managed to blow it up because the grass was so long, and obviously an electric mower isn't designed to mow down jungles. It just gave up the ghost and in a puff of smoke, which wasn't amusing at the time because we weren't that well off for money, and we had to go out and buy a new mower, which was a bit annoying. Anywho, that's enough about me. Right, we're going to have another song now. This is Matthew Abel, and the track is Lost My Way.
Hungover again, and I vow right now it's the last time I give in. So to commemorate, I'll go out and tie one on. I guess I'll quit drinking when you're gone. If I put off till tomorrow what I wanted yesterday, I'll just sit here till the future come and slap me in the face. If it don't change my direction and I float out here in space, then you can't say that I've ever lost my way. Well, I finally gave up smoking too. At least I thought that's what I told myself I'd do. Then in a cloud of smoke, my car moved to LA. And my girlfriend got towed away. Well, if I put off till tomorrow what I wanted yesterday, come on, I'll just sit here till the future come and slap me in the face. If it don't change my direction and I float out here in space, then you can't say that I've ever lost my way. Well, I'm tired of being a whipping boy, and I'm tired of being fortune's favorite toy. So when the sun comes up, well, I'll grab it with both hands. Lord knows I need a change of plans. And if I put off till tomorrow what I wanted yesterday, I'll just sit here till the future come and slap me in the face. If I don't change my direction and I float out here in space, then you can't say that I've ever lost my way. Then you can't say that I've ever lost my way.
What a track. I do enjoy a cappella music, and that was really good. Really good indeed. Okie dokie. Where are we? Right, yes, another article from the BBC News. Wonderful place. Yeah, let me just read it to you as it stands. In a downtown loft apartment in Denver, Colorado, a group of 30-something women is having a party. They joke easily with each other about men, cats and Botox. It's more Sex and the City than Psycho, but party organiser Dana Schaffman would have them believe they could easily be victims of violent crime. She runs a company that sells tasers, the electric stun guns used by security forces around the world. In Colorado and other US states, it's legal for ordinary people to own them. And Dana's marketing them to women as the ideal personal protection device. Now then, when I saw the article on BBC News, I have to admit, excuse me, I was actually quite amused to start with, and then a little bit disgusted by the end. Now, one of the constitutional amendments in the US says that you have a right to bear arms. Now, my understanding is that with firearms, although you may have a right to bear them, to actually own one, you still need to have a license. Now, the taser, although it should be used as a self-defense, I can't use the word weapon, but you know what I mean, it does seem as though this could be the new offensive weapon. Now, the way these tasers work is you point it. I can't even describe what it looks like. It's almost like one of the old-style controller for Skeletrix. You point it at your alleged assailant. You press a button, and a couple of metal barbs get fired out from the device itself. And then you get something daft like 50,000 volts of electricity passing through them, which temporarily disables your assailant. One of the guests at this party is an off-duty police officer who's been brought in to demonstrate how a taser actually works. He is a firm believer that tasers are not permanently harmful, but a lot of civil liberties groups have voiced concerns over this. The American Civil Liberties Union argues there have been a number of deaths in custody following taser use by security officials, and they want the devices more strongly regulated and oppose proliferation among civilians. What I'm wondering is what happens when these things hit the UK? Because at the moment, they're not regulated anywhere as far as I can see. In the UK, if you own a gun, you need a damn good reason and a license to be able to own a gun. And you certainly wouldn't carry one around with you when you're out and about. Now, with tasers, it seems as though these, at the moment, because there's no regulation, there's no legal requirement to hold a license for them. If they end up in the UK, you're going to have people carrying them around with them on the streets, and it will become the new gun, which from my point of view is actually quite scary, because what's going to stop somebody going down the street and going, bang, ha ha, that was funny, just for the crack of it? I don't know, it just scares me a bit to have these things running wild, even though they're supposed to be harmless, they're supposed to be non-fatal. It just sounds a bit scary to me, that's all. Okie dokie. And now, this.
Hey, this is Angie B, vocalist of Love Spirals and hostess of The Chillcast and The Chillcast Video Edition. Each week, The Chillcast brings you a sophisticated mix of pod-safe electronica, world beat, smooth jazz, and soulful pop music that's just right for chillin'. Plus, weekly music videos, monthly CD contests, extended DJ mixes on holidays, and the occasional artist feature, plus many specially cleared artists. Some say I'm the queen of chill, and many say I have the sexiest voice in podcasting, but I'll let you be the judge. So come kick back, relax, let me soothe you and groove you on The Chillcast. Come check it all out at my official site at angieb.com. See you there.
I've only just started listening to the Chillcast, but the music is definitely the kind of thing that I enjoy. So yeah, go to angieb.com. That's angiebee.com. Check it out for yourself. It's definitely worth a listen. Let's go on to the feedback. And I have had one email this week, and it doesn't take a genius to work out who it was from. Hey ho, me again. Ah, can I say that again? Ah, I did indeed have two wisdom teeth out yesterday. I'm suffering temporary numbness in my lower left lip, and I feel like I'm dribbling all the time, but I've checked myself in the mirror and I look normal, which is a relief because I keep thinking that my lip is sagging on that side. The only track I've heard by John Anderson and Vangelis is I Can Hear You Now from about 1978. I'm surprised that you haven't heard Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney before, but I do agree the Yes track does sound similar, although I can't really put my finger on why. Which is similar to what I really can't do to my mouth right now. Your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk. A few too many Fs in that one, Leonie. Thank you very much indeed for that. I'll give you details at the end of the show if you want to drop any feedback to us. But also, if you have any questions you want to ask about the show, last week I did answer a couple of questions from people about the show. So if you do have any questions you want to ask, then drop me a line and let me know. Our final song this evening is by a group called Journey South. No, you're not hearing things. I am referring to the X Factor live finalists. They're currently doing a UK tour. I've put the website link in the show notes, so you can have a look there if you're at all interested. And this track is called What I Love About Home.
I draw back the curtains, hoping for some signs of home. As the light hits the bedroom, I realize again it's just me on my own. And I long
side of the industry sky. Yeah, the sound of the silence of my countryside. That's what I love about home. Out on the road now, another place with no face passes by. I stare out the window, thinking back to when I said goodbye. And I try to picture all of the people I know. They're what I love about home. Is just 1 mile to go. I get the same feeling the way you feel when your dad says hello. Son, you know when you're lonely, you're always welcome to stay.
A couple of weeks ago, I announced that there was going to be another show coming forward from me, which is going to concentrate purely on the music side of things. Well, it is a bit delayed. I did say that it was going to be it was going to start this coming Monday, but that's not going to happen now because I have the planning ability of a peanut, basically. So it looks as though it's going to be another week, possibly two, not least of which because I'm waiting for permission from the copyright holder of a specific track that I want to use as the introduction, the signature tune for the show, and I haven't heard from them yet, so it's kind of all based around that. So until I hear from them, then yeah, we'll have to think of something else. If you want to get in contact with the show, then you can email to bugcast@thelovebug.org. The website is at bugcast.thelovebug.org, and you can also send a voicemail through to 020 80 99 1550. All that remains is for me to thank you for joining me, and we'll regroup in a week's time. Take care.